Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Guy by the name of Andrew Wagner. And Wagner's going to join us here. Let's see. So you're covering the Brewers. You're leading this great life. So you've got to be on somebody's private jet, right? Aren't you probably jetting across Indiana right now?
By private jet, you mean, you know, a Datsun, yeah. Exactly. Driving through West Lafayette right now, home of Purdue University. So yeah, all is well. All is well. The Rick Mount Memorial Highway, for those of you who like old college basketball.
Yeah, have fun with all the windmills that you're about to pass there. And I'm sure Ron Swanson is out there. Ron Swanson would eat these Robert specialty meats that are in front of me. This is a Ron Swanson kind of lunch right here.
Yeah, you know, I was actually wondering if I could make a pit stop at Pawnee and, you know, visit the Ron Swanson wood shop, but maybe stop in Milan, check out the Milan Miracle Museum. There's so much to do in Indiana. You can do all three things in just one weekend.
and still make it to the game by 5:40. So this is
still make it to the game.
Oh yeah, isn't that great? What a combination. What a day. And we did this, you and I did this last year. We met up in St. Louis last year in the exact same situation where a win would put him in the postseason. And that for us, for you and me, and for everybody else, whether you're a fan, media member, player, whatever, was the start of this amazing month-long run. Do you feel today the way you felt that day in St. Louis?
I'm more like surprised and confused than anything, because this has just been so weird. You kind of touched on Twitter last night, and it's a story that I've been working on for the weekend that's going to be at Forbes Sports, but when you look at everything that went wrong this season, and I'm talking going all the way back to spring training, Bobby Wall blows his knee out before he even throws in the Cactus League game. Corey Knebel gets hurt before the season is over, before it started. He ended up losing Jesus Aguiar. You end up losing Travis Shaw to the minors for most of the year. You take that gamble on the three young starters, only Woodruff pans out, but he ends up on the DL for, you know, a good chunk of the season. Yolisha Seen, gone. The Jeremy Jeffress, gone. You look at all the issues they had, and not to top it off, losing Christian Yelich for the final month. And now they're on the verge of making the playoffs. I mean, this is just baseball, such a weird sport, and this is living proof.
It's going to be, especially if they win, you know, tonight, if they don't have to wait for the Cubs, if they can, you know, basically control their own destiny, that is going to be one satisfying champagne shower. And when that's done, then they got to think about the postseason. And that's when I wonder if the feeling changes, which is the last two and a half weeks running off pure adrenaline without Yelich has been absolutely a blast. Is there a chance that we get to the back end of this and there's this moment of, oh, right, now you have to do this again in October against really good pitching?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, just knowing the way you've seen this team respond to challenges all throughout the year, I think they're built for this moment. I think they've been through enough, not just last year, but you even go back to 2017 when they made that unlikely run down the stretch. That was valuable experience. So I don't think there's a concern about, you know, oh no, and maybe running out of gas or anything like that. They have the pieces they feel can compete, not just to get into the playoffs, but make a run. This has been their goal from the very beginning. This is why they designed the lineup the way that they did. The pitching didn't work out as originally designed, but now it's kind of falling into the formula. So I don't think there's any chance of a letdown or a oh no moment. I think they really believe that all they got to do is get in and they can make some noise. This team reminds me a lot of that 2011 Cardinals team. And if you look up how deep in a hole they were in mid-September, came back, won the wild card on the last day of the season, and ended up winning the World Series. This Brewers team reminds me a lot of that Cardinals team.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Speaking of the Cardinals, I think they just finished like an hour ago out in Arizona. That was 19 innings of insanity, and it's a game they lost. Now, the Brewers went through a game of a similar length, a bit of craziness out in Washington that was about a month ago. And you remember it took them like a good week, maybe longer, for the staff and for everyone to sort of get back in line. Like that win was nice, but it set them back. Do you think this loss by the Cardinals last night can set them back in these next 4 days?
It very well could have an effect. Now, they do have an off day tomorrow, so, you know, that'll kind of help them recharge. But you're going to go up against the team this weekend in the Cubs who, listen, they're about to be out of it. They're ticked off about being out of it. They're trying to prove that they're, you know, not bums, and they're playing for their manager's job. So I don't think they're going to roll over this weekend. I think the Cardinals will feel some after effects from last night's game, definitely, especially after losing. I mean, it's such a gut punch to lose a game that way at that hour after that long. And I think they play this afternoon. I don't have the schedule in front of me, but I believe that's a day game today, right?
Yep, it is, 2:40.
So, yeah, you play 19 innings, 7 hours. You come right back to the yard. You do it again. Then you get on a plane and you fly back home. I mean, yeah, off day or not, your dog's going to be barking come Friday, especially when you got the Cardinals are going to have something to play for because they're still going to have to clinch that division. The Cubs are going to have something to play for even if it's not a playoff spot. And you burn through just about every pitcher you have and two hot dog vendors the night before. So the door is open for the Brewers right now. They could, depending on what happens tonight, they could, you know, be two games out going into the weekend. And all of a sudden, then it's a ball game.
One more question. It's the most important one. How much chili will you kill in the next 24 hours?
Is personal trainer Burgoyne still on the course? Is he within earshot of this broadcast?
They turned the speakers off specifically so I could ask you that.
Yeah, I'm pretty much going to eat my old weight in Skyline Chili, yes. And Grater's ice cream. Let's not even mince words here. Cincinnati, I'm coming home. Go Bearcats.
Man, you know that's right. Andrew Wagner, hey, enjoy I don't even know what in the world your next town is. Enjoy something that's near Indianapolis.
I'll make sure I say hi to Tucson Company if I see him down there.
That's right. She's going to be there, too. Maybe we'll hear from her a little later. I know she's on her own private jet, so we'll have to talk to her.
Sounds good.
Wagner, appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining us. Andrew Wagner joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.